minutes from Thursday, April, for the 39th meeting of the Rules Committee. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, minutes are adopted. Representative Cipher moves approval of the calendar of the day for Thursday, April 22nd. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion prevails, calendar is adopted. Members, next agenda is Representative Strand's bill. The chair will move that House File 622 be recommended to pass. Representative Strand, if you could explain why the bill is before the Rules Committee.
Mr. Chair, this is just basically working out all the details of a complex bill from last session. We have everything worked out now.
So, Representative Strand, the bill passed last session.
Passed the appropriate committees last session.
And was in Rules Committee. Okay. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor. Our chair will renew his motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion prevails. Chair will move that House File 2905 be recommended to pass. Representative Broad, if you could explain why the bill is before our committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The bill came in late and went through the process and was worked on significantly through the process, and so it is before your committee.
Questions, Representative Broad?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Intensen.
Why did the bill come in late?
The bill was
Representative
being,
Broad.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Intensen, the bill was being worked with the Department of Administration as well as with the Senate author, Dallas Sams, to get it in order so that we could move it forward through the process.
Representative Intensen.
Mr. Chair, it sounds like this was an agency bill, Representative Broad. Is that correct?
Representative Broad.
No.
Agency bill?
Representative Broad.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. No, Representative Intensen. It was not an agency bill. It was a bill brought forward by one of Senator Sams's constituents, who is with the National Purchasing Alliances. The agency, in fact, had quite concerns with the bill, and we wanted to work with them in order to bring it through the process to benefit both parties.
Further questions?
If not, for Senator Sams.
The chair will renew his motion that House File 2905 be recommended to pass. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. Chair will move that House File 3061 be recommended to pass. Representative Ostrom, if you could explain why the bill is before the Rules Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. The reason it's here today is it's had four other stops. It was not jacketed until the 15th of March, and it wasn't in the hopper until after that. And so in order to make all those stops, we got a little behind.
Questions, Representative Ostrom? Seeing none, Chair will renew his motion. House File 3061 be recommended to pass. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you, Representative Osman. Representative Clark has been waiting patiently. Chair will move that House Resolution 22 be recommended to pass. Representative Clark, could I explain the resolution and we'll be on our way.
Sure. Mr. Chair, members, this is a resolution honoring Molly Cage. She's the inspirational founder of the Minnesota Ovarian Cancer Alliance, and she died in December, and this is one of our first chances to honor her, and her family will be here. And some of you might have known about the walk and run that she founded, as well as the research dollars that her organization has put forward. The governor was at the last walk run, actually had his picture taken with Molly. She was still alive, just hanging in there. But.
Any questions, Representative Clark? Then the chair will renew my motion that House Resolution 22 be adopted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Resolution is adopted.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Clark. And members, that's it.